Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ah, gonna fly now. Wings.
Jeez.
Hey, by the way.
Well done for picking that up.
Hey, this new Rocky movie or
Rambo
movie.
Yeah.
He talks too much.
Really?
He's too like
Rocky V.
Like he's too astute. Like part of the thing that the intrigue with Rambo was, like, he kept to himself.
Nah, I like when Stallone gets a little deep, man. I love it. Remember when he was telling Tommy Gunn about Frankie Fear?
Oh gosh.
You see, fear is the thing inside you you're going to use. Fear is your best friend.
It was great motivation. It worked. Tommy Gunn won the belt. I got his ass kicked by Rocky in a street fight. Spoiler alert.
That's the example you're going to use?
What?
Tommy Gunn?
Frankie Fear.
Who still thinks he doesn't have AIDS.
Well, not anymore. He did.
I know.
No.
I mean, I don't think he's thinking anything.
Well,
yeah. Hey, the Ticket wants to help save dogs. And we are sponsoring the second annual Raising for the Rescue Benefits concert. The big show is happening at Revolution Live on Saturday night from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. There's an epidemic of homeless dogs throughout South Florida. And we are raising much needed funding for the 100+ abandoned dogs. Did you write this piece, by the way?
No, the verbiage was given to me.
Oh, there's a lot of typos.
I know.
That's what my text yesterday.
I'm just letting you know. Anyway, we are raising much-needed funding for the 100+ abandoned dogs of the Everglades as they continue their mission to come out to this concert on Saturday night. Great music, food trucks, a silent auction, and a whole lot more to help save the dogs. You know, Jethro Wilson will love this. She loves the dogs. Wilson.
I don't think she's in today.
No?
Young Cullen has a bit of a stomach virus.
Wasn't that the case yesterday, and then they ended up having her and Zach on the
show?
Yeah,
she came in yesterday, but I believe she's called out for today.
Anyway, it's the second annual Raising for the Rescue Benefit concert happening at Revolution Live Saturday night starting at 6 p.m. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Little Thursday Night Football tonight. Robbie, what is the mileage between Jacksonville and Nashville?
593 miles.
Plays in.
Okay.
Don't forget.
It was not a factor last week.
We got the mustachioed maestro on the field tonight.
Home dog getting less than 3 points.
Minshew!
Was he offered some sort of porn situation?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Cam Soda, you know them?
Nope.
No. A porn site. And they offered him an endorsement that could be worth, I believe, up to $1 million.
What does he have to do?
He has to just host workouts on cam.
Host workouts?
Yeah.
Naked?
I'm assuming that they want him to be in the jock strap like he is pregame.
He's doing it anyway. He might as well do it.
Yeah, I agree. You know?
What's wrong with you guys?
No, I'm serious. If he already does it.
He's a six.
How fast do you think Coughlin and Marone.
Coughlin doesn't know how to use the internet.
They can kick rocks.
Really?
Do you think Coughlin has an iPhone?
No.
Do you think he has a flip phone?
They don't even make flip phones anymore.
He has the Zoe flip phone. Yeah, well, Zoe has one.
And he's a fun guy.
I'm a fun guy. He should have trademarked that.
You guys don't know me, but I have an amazing sense of humor, you know. You just don't see that side of me too often. So
no, because you're punching everyone's lights out. What do you mean we don't see that from you?
Lights out.
We were down at the Heat Complex the other day, and our boy Lorenzo Butler, who I now call Lorenzo Buckets, who works in the Heat marketing department, said when he first got here, Zoe was still on the team, and he said, "So I guess my nickname is Zoe. I guess I won't be using that around here." And Alonzo just goes, "No, you won't."
Yeah,
hilarious.
It's hilarious.
That's just how he. That's just Zoe chopping it up. That's how he makes friends.
Jokes everywhere.
See, if Zoe is at a comedy club, you could just see. You get like one chuckle.
He used to have the Zoe's Comedy Jam.
He did.
I know, one time.
Isn't that where Chappelle had the famous blow up because people were filming him?
Yeah, it was there. It was a meltdown. It was
crazy.
It was pretty much the end. And then until he's back now. Yeah,
it was pretty much the end until he was making $40 million a special with Netflix.
Correct.
It was just, that's, by the way, great play by the long play by Chappelle worked out.
Yep. Go to Africa for a while, come back and get it all back together.
Yeah. Instead of making sketch comedy, which is, you know, inevitably going to get tiresome, just make your specials at leisure and Netflix is going to pay you gazillions of dollars. And what do you have to deal with? You know, fake outrage from Rotten Tomatoes? Crazy. Did you ever see that? Did you see that Rotten Tomatoes thing?
Because no.
I watched the Dave Chappelle special.
I didn't see it.
It was funny. It's not like among his best. It's not, you know, but it's hard for comedy to maintain, but still pretty damn good. I laughed a lot. And I go to Rotten Tomatoes. 0%.
Whoa.
Really?
0% from the critics.
Why?
Audience, 98.
What do the critics have to say?
That's a horrid comedy.
The whole thing is Chappelle just giving his middle finger to outrage culture and all that stuff. And you know, he likes to make the LGP jokes. So
what did you just call
LGBT?
It? Did you call it LGP?
I did. I was thinking of the Peacock Pirate.
Hey, I tell you what. I'd like to know what you think that P stands for. I'm thinking. Huh? Do we want an explanation?
He's yeah. So I could see Zoe at a comedy show. That's a win.
Hey, you guys don't know me, you know, but I have an amazing sense of humor. You know, just don't see that side of me too often. So
can I ask you a question?
You guys ever hear knock jokes?
This is the honest truth, honest question. Have you ever met anybody who said they were funny? That was funny.
I don't know, man. It's like my son telling jokes these days. My son just tells jokes like Fozzie Bear. Well, no matter what the line is, he just says waka waka at the end. You're supposed to laugh.
That's like in the joke, laugh.
That's it. He goes, why did the pickle go to the doctor? Because he was a pickle. Waka waka. I told him I'm a genius.
When's he gonna have his own Netflix special?
They can't keep him still long enough to do a special. It'd be like 2 minutes.
Yeah, he can only do an opening act right now.
All right.
What do you got? What's going on?
Headlines,
dude. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Let's see if he gets home to break early again like I did last time.
No. All right, so we have Thursday Night Football tonight. We got the Marlins lost last night. They're at 99 losses, lost 5-4. But Miggy Rojas signs a $10 million extension, 2-year deal, club option for a third. It is the first player to agree to a contract extension under Jeets and the Shermanator.
Oh, yeah. Talk about a guy who's all in. Miguel Rojas, Miggy Rojas. Yeah. Deserves every dime. We had this guy, and he was telling us, I just want somebody to believe in. They just want to believe in him. He believes in everything going on. They're not being a sourpuss out here like that J.T. Realmuto, who is having a pretty good year. But who cares? Miguel Rojas has put it all on the line for this team. Team MVP. The cream is rising to the top. Yeah.
That's not saying much.
You're not saying much. He's going out there. Excuse me, whatever position you want.
Excuse me?
You're not saying much. He goes out there, plays any position you want to play it, dives all over the field, gets you hits, gets a home run every now, like once a month, and he goes and does things. He's trying to say he's going to be next Martin Prado. He ain't the next Martin Prado. He is the next Miguel Rojas. No further questions, Mean Gene. Watch your mouth.
I'm just saying, like, the team lost 100.
I know, but
about to lose 100 games, and you trying to name an MVP of that team?
He really went off the rails when he got hurt.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Like it was,
no, his importance.
Once that hamstring got hurt, it was like, oh, wheels are off.
His importance is, yeah.
But I get what you're saying. Also, you know, pitching's kind of hit a kind of went off.
They hit a wall, man. They're young. They're young. How many has anybody gotten 200 innings?
Alcantara's close. I think if he makes two starts, he might get to 100.
Even him yesterday, like he's going into the sixth inning. He didn't have a fantastic game. But he's battled. Like, he's shown a lot of maturity this year.
Yeah, but like, you think when you look at all the successful teams, they have one or two guys, maybe three, that go 200 innings?
Yep.
Like, we got, like, three guys over 140?
When we started off, they were like, they went basically 6 weeks, 7 weeks where nobody got hurt.
And then, right, and yeah. As soon as we said something.
And then it all happened. I mean, they were still, you know, one fine, but once they got to the dog days of summer...
Well, and once they start replaying a lot of these teams.
Except for Starlin Castro, a.k.a. Mike Trout, the second
think
half of the
season. Think about this.
Post-trade deadline.
They've lost all of their pitchers at some point.
Yep.
Right? Wei and Chin still can't get a start.
And you never will, and you guys will throw out the dartboard of doom for it.
Mm. Just a matter of time. Is you going to throw this offseason or the next offseason?
Yeah. Somebody ask, is Macho Man Mexican?
Whoa.
That's what the Triple M stands for, dummy.
Got Triple M, got Triple P.
Peacock Pirate Posse.
I'm going to tell you something right now. If you guys buy me that hat that you texted me last night.
We're not just buying you the hat.
We're all getting one.
No. Oh, yeah.
No. And I didn't like yesterday. People are sending me peacocks in the DMs on Instagram. I don't like that either.
Well, guess
I'm
what?
I'm just getting people's random peacock signings all throughout Miami.
I really don't even understand what a peacock pirate is, but
it sounds funny.
But it sounds funny. And this guy says,
"Hey, it's like the dudes from the little kids. I don't know what it is, but I love it."
He's saying I'm a peacock pirate because I tell those tall tales. I don't tell tall tales. I tell like it is.
Kinda.
Not really.
So when we come back,
no, you don't.
When we come back. I was a journalist yesterday. I was out on the scene, and I got to see a legend in action, Kobayashi.
He's tiny.
Let me tell you,
where does he fit it?
You remember when we went to go see micro wrestling?
Yeah.
And I said, I walked out of that thing not the same?
Yeah.
I had one of those experiences yesterday. We'll tell you about it next. Welcome back, guys. We got football tonight. We got Canes against the Shark Bleeper this weekend. Did you guys see Amari Cooper? He's not going to get duped into saying the Dolphins suck. He's going to be respectful.
Listen.
Oh, here comes the blow up.
Sometimes you don't have to say it. Right?
Do you think Amari Cooper...
In the last 3 weeks, and this is with the point spread only being 7 for the best of all the teams,
mm-hmm.
they have been 47-point underdogs.
Yep.
That
are you gonna pick up for pride this week? Because it burned you last week.
I'm going to throw it away. I'm going to just abstain.
You can't abstain. What if you get in Doombox? Yeah,
if you get it out of the Doombox.
By the way, you're in last place.
Yeah, you got in the Dolphins both weeks.
Yeah, you can't afford to abstain.
Wait, where did I go this past week?
2-4. No, 2-1.
You were 2-2 this past week?
Yeah. So you're...
Yeah, you're 3-5.
You're 3-5 overall.
I'm 4-4. They're 5-3.
Okay. Hey, we got 2 weeks left or 3 weeks?
Whatever, man. Yeah, they got 2 weeks.
Hey, last place is last place. Do you think Amari Cooper doesn't want to say the Dolphins suck because he grew up a Dolphins fan?
No,
he just.
I think he don't want to say it suck because everybody already knows, and it would just be piling on if he said it.
Oh, so it's just bullying,
huh?
It's not bullying. It's like why state the obvious,
right? Exactly.
I don't know. Just don't lie to me. It's kind of like a like.
Don't lie. What do you want him to say?
This team's awful.
I mean, he may be covered by the only player who doesn't suck.
That's because you're used to Jalen Ramsey.
Hey, listen, he may not suck, but Xavier Howard has been needing all the extra help he has. He's been caught quite a lot for holding.
Yeah, it does.
Xavier Howard, it seems like he gets two defensive holdings a game because he's got to do everything he can to keep these guys a little wrangled.
Doctor Strange. There's only one way out.
I'll tell you what. So yesterday... I went to a Pinecrest BurgerFi.
National Cheeseburger Day yesterday.
National Cheeseburger Day. Yeah. The showdown, Leroy.
Yeah.
Kobayashi against Bam Adebayo. and Russell Maryland, and I forgot the other guy. But either way.
Good job, journalist.
I forget him. He had a book or something. What the hell was his name? Not important. Anyway, so I wanted to go see. Let's see if the if Bam could go into this thing and he's going to really give it a go. Because he said, I'm going to eat half a cheeseburger. I'm just doing this for charity. Which, by the way.
They got little cheeseburgers, though.
No, they were pretty decently sized. Did you see the video?
No.
I'll show you. They were very bunny. So they went on them hard. But I didn't realize that the burgers they eat, that tallied up the charitable giveaway. I'm sure Bam threw them whatever. But I think you should have gone at it a little harder at Kobayashi to raise for the charity.
Really?
Now, Kobayashi did all the work that he needed to do. This was like watching Jordan in his prime. This was Leroy, this is incredible.
People still got it?
People can talk about Joey Chestnut all they want. This guy's the GOAT. This guy's the GOAT. He paved the way, and he still got it. Like it's nothing. He had to eat. The challenge initially was 18 versus 18. The three guys, six apiece. He has to eat 18 in 5 minutes. He goes, I'm going to do 20.
In 5 minutes?
In 5 minutes. In 5 minutes.
That's so, about like you do it.
Oh, I couldn't do what this guy does. It was amazing. Leroy?
You do it. Every time I've seen you eat, you do it.
Leroy, this is what the guy does. Okay? He's got 20 cheeseburgers. Okay? He's got six pools of water. Not cups. Little pools, if you will. Like little Tupperwares to dunk. And he does this thing, this tactic where he does the break. He breaks the burger, dunks, hum. Like it was unbelievable.
I gotta tell you,
unbelievable.
Could you not, like, if I did something like that, I wouldn't be able to look at a cheeseburger the same.
Delicious is delicious.
He seems to love it.
No, Robbie. If you're forced to, like.
He's not forced. Like, he loves the crowd. He's a showman.
He's a performer.
He's a showman. Yeah. And the other thing is, he's tiny. He's a tiny fella. And he's looking even tinier next to Russell Maryland and Bam Adebayo, by the way.
Yep.
Also, this was uncomfortable. So here's the scene, all right? It starts at noon. National anthem plays. You know, it's an official sporting event. You have to have the anthem. They did the weigh-in. Now, Bam gets on the scale. First, Kobayashi gets on the scale. He's like 130. Nothing. Bam gets on the scale. 265.
Is he 265?
That's what the scale said. There's no line here. I thought that was a little big too, didn't you?
Yeah.
It sounds kind of big. I mean, he's 6'10". But you know, he's not on that. He's not on that that camp shape yet, I guess. Then they asked Russell Maryland to step up.
No way. He didn't get on.
405.
He didn't get on.
They said, "Come on, the scale has a capacity of 400."
Oh no!
Russell Maryland's like, "Hey man, we don't need to do this." He goes, "Oh no, it's official. We got to do the weigh-in." I'm just like, "Hey, stop shaming Russell Maryland and getting onto this scale." But this guy, I don't know how to describe him. He was wearing a referee shirt.
Wait, is this the official like president of the eating competition?
No, because Kobayashi can't be in that.
That's right, you're right.
No, I think this guy was, I think he worked for BurgerFi. And he was wearing a referee shirt, glasses, had himself a little spike cut. He was megaphone guy. And he was loving having his megaphone. And he goes, "Stepping up to the scale! Russell Maryland!" And Russell, no, we're good. We don't need to do that. "Step up to the scale, Russell!"
He about to get pounded.
So, finally, after getting badgered by my megaphone guy, Russell Maryland steps onto the scale. Takes some calibrating. Comes in just under the limit.
Whew!
396.
Is he that big now?
He big. Although I think he wears it well. I do. I'm telling you.
Well.
He still looks like a menace. He does.
Dude, let me explain something to you. 400 pounds with arms and legs always looks menacing.
So anyway, everybody steps up and the competition starts. 3, 2, 1. Boop. And they hit it. And Bam and Russell Maryland and the other guy, I forget his name, they're looking over at Kobayashi because Kobayashi, as soon as the bell hits, he's like a fighter. He's in. you can't stop him. Dude, it's like watching a monster go at this thing. And they're all just looking at it like this. Like, Bam is in shock. He's just eating the burger, but looking up at Kobayashi. Then he starts taking his phone out and eating the burger because he just wants to witness greatness in action. This Kobayashi can't be stopped. He's unbelievable.
How many did he eat?
20! He was on 21 as the time was expiring. In 5 minutes. And then he unveils, they were wearing like these big jerseys, so then he unveils the post-eat belly. He looks like a python that ate a deer.
Oh.
It was so gross.
Oh.
It was so gross. He looks happy, though. I don't know what he... How do you go through life like that?
I'm going to tell you what he did in the next about 10 minutes after that.
Regurgitated?
It's coming. Out.
They call it a they call it a reversal in the...
The business.
In the business, yeah. By the way, the other guy that was up there on the
Wand,
stage,
right?
Will Bond.
Will Bond. That's who it was.
He played in the NBA for a cup of coffee, but he played for the University of Minnesota.
Yeah, he was like 365 when he stepped up to the scale. Big fella.
I wonder if he's related to Devontae Bond, former Kane, and then he went to Oklahoma and now plays in the NFL.
I don't know, man, but these guys didn't stand a chance. In fact, they even brought in extra help to try and compete with Kobayashi. They started saying, like, anybody who wants to come up and compete against Kobayashi, $100 donation. So Crotty gets up there. John Crotty comes out of nowhere. The point guard. Him and Bam do a burger cheers. And, Crotty took down two. Crotty was the one putting in the most work. He came in halfway through the competition. He does not mess around. That Crotty can put it down with the burgers, but not like Kobayashi.
Dude, that eating contest is no joke, man. I thought I could do it, and I was in last place in the contest I entered in.
Well, that's because you waited till everybody ate.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know. It was impressive. You guys can see the video. It's at 790 The Ticket. It's on our Facebook page. It's got the whole recap. Will you see this guy throw back? He's like, you don't remember how we were talking about Komodo dragons yesterday?
Yeah.
That's what this was like. It was like watching a Komodo dragon take down like a baby sheep, like a lamb. It was so impressive.
What the hell's wrong?
It was so impressive. By the way, so I was doing journalism yesterday. And so we get Bam. And he confirmed my belief, Leroy. I asked him what teammate would crush this competition. You know what he said? Myers Leonard.
He's a big boy now.
With the giant voice.
Myers Leonard's bigger than him.
Yeah. And jacked. He is an impressive specimen. But I'm telling you, I look at Myers Leonard, I hear that voice, I think that guy could eat a lot of cheeseburgers in a short amount of time. He just could.
It's not fun.
What do you mean it's not fun?
Yeah, dip it in the water.
He seems to like it. He was, I tell you what, Kobayashi has a science to this.
He invented the rip.
Of course he has a science
He invented the rip technique.
But even with the whole...
There's a rip technique?
You know, he ripped the burger in half or the hot dog in half.
Yeah. And he goes down.
He invented it?
Yeah, if you watch the 30 for 30, he breaks down the entire science.
It was amazing. No, I was in awe watching this.
I got to watch that.
You guys can see the video. The video is only, it's only like a minute 45. It's not like going to take a huge part of your day. But you can see the close-up. You'll see the rip and dip. It was unbelievable. Now, I know rip and dip typically has a different meaning.
What was on these burgers? Were there anything on the burger?
It was buns,
meat,
burger,
and cheese.
Mayo chip.
Mayo chip?
Ketchup and mayo. You know?
Yeah.
And Step Brothers, they call it fancy sauce.
I believe they were a sponsor. So it wasn't ketchup. It was mayo chip.
What?
It's fancy sauce. Ketchup and mayo mixed together.
Isn't that what secret sauce is?
No. Fancy sauce, secret sauce.
No, secret sauce is like basically Thousand Island.
Oh. I'm telling you, man, it was so impressive. It was like watching a legend in action. You can just appreciate great. Leroy, you can appreciate greatness, right? You just see a great athlete.
I can't watch that.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's amazing. I think you'd be impressed. I wasn't feeling queasy afterwards either. I wanted to see more. I wish they would have given him 10 minutes.
I remember, Tobin, you had action on the hot dog eating contest in the Doom Box on the over-under.
Watching this yesterday, it makes me sad that Kobayashi and Joey Chestnut don't get to face off. Two of the legends. They should have themselves a one-off pay-per-view, and they should do multiple foods.
Well, yeah, gotta get through the red tape of Major League Eating.
Red tape, forget about it. Like, just it's time to break down the walls.
Maybe they can do
it
like on DAZN.
This Kobayashi is a sweetheart too. I don't understand
he's a
what
sweetheart.
A sweetheart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Taking pictures, whoever
was
he wants.
His hot wife there.
No, just his translator. Huh. Well, I don't know if he's his translator. He's more of his guy.
His handler?
But his wife could serve as a translator if she wanted to.
He speaks English. It's just not great English. Like, he kind of speaks in, like, three-word phrases, you know? Because, like, I was standing next to Ira Winderman when he was trying to interview him. And, you know, he basically said stomach, like, four times. You know, just about how he goes about making it all go down. But yeah, Bam was not about the showcase. He was just there just to watch more than eat.
I mean, if Bam actually won the competition, how pissed would, like, the Heat organization be that he's throwing down that many burgers that quickly?
I think they'd be happy.
Six burgers in 5 minutes? That ain't terrible.
I think they'd be happy for charity.
Can't do it, but
there was a lot of people there from the Heat supporting Bam. It was for a good movement. You got to put somebody in there next year who's a little bit more serious about it, though. Somebody who's really going to give Kobayashi a run for his money. Somebody. I don't know. It might be somebody small. It might be like Jakeem Grant. I don't know, because apparently the smaller the better. These big boys don't look like they can throw down. Leroy.
Jimmy Murphy.
Yeah. Legend.
Those college kids would take him.
You think so?
Yeah, I spent four
they
years.
They could just tear it down?
I spent 4 years of college hungry. I don't know why.
I was so impressed, man.
There's hungry, and then there's the ability to have a distended stomach when you inhale food.
Do you think
I've seen offensive linemen eat a steak, a baked potato, and then fold the pizza in half, eat a pizza, and then dessert.
When you say fold a pizza in half, you mean like the pie?
Yeah, it was five guys and me. They ordered five pizzas. Each got a steak and potatoes.
I don't feel the same after watching Kobayashi, man. Just like micro wrestling.
Really? Why? Because you eat just like him.
No, I don't.
I'm surprised you don't rip your hamburger in half.
Maybe I'll try that method.
Anybody had... I'm surprised people don't look at you when we go eat and go, is he a professional eater?
I'm Kobayashi.
No.
Yesterday, when you got breakfast during the... Like, you got breakfast the other day, and he got...
You guys are just going to blow past that?
Because it was terrible.
Point. Stupid. That was brilliant. I was about to go to break on that.
It was something the Peacock Pirate would say.
You know what we have? This is what I like to call, Robbie, the order segment, where they're both debating what they're going to order, and so they're both just cranky. I'm talking about Kobayashi eating burgers, and all they can think about is egg croissant sandwiches.
Well, you ate your egg croissant sandwich the other day within 2 minutes during the break. It was...
Yeah, because I have to get back to work.
Thing of wonder.
I'm not rushing it. If I got to eat half now, half later.
Nah. Eat it all. Just dive right in. High dive it, man.
Hey. Uber Eats is working like our stream.
We're back after this. We roll on here. Thursday morning. Guys, join the tickets, Jonathan Zaza, this Saturday, 8 p.m. for Dos Equis College Football Watch Party. Cadillac Ranch in Kendall. Register to win a trip to the College Football semifinal playoff game at the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. Enjoy Dos Equis specials. We'll be raffling off a 60-gallon Igloo cooler. That's at 8 p.m. Saturday night for a Dos Equis College Football Watch Party at Cadillac Ranch with Zaz and the ticket. Getting ready for another football week. Dolphins, a huge underdog, looking to not get their ass kicked. I saw Ryan Fitzpatrick yesterday was saying that it was important for the team to over-communicate with the elephant in the room. And the elephant in the room obviously being them being terrible and trading everybody. What are you supposed to do? You know, you're at a point right now where, you know, Chris Greer has his press conference this week. They expand the vision of the organization. Did you guys hear Dominic Foxworth yesterday?
No.
All right. This was Dominic Foxworth. He was the former president of the Players Association. And he had some thoughts on what the Dolphins are doing and why this is such a bad thing and such a bad look for the league.
It's unethical and morally reprehensible, as far as I'm concerned, because we understand how dangerous football is as a game. Putting guys out there in this type of danger is a problem, but you can put that aside. I think as an employer, you have an obligation to provide as safe a working environment as you can, and also provide the people an opportunity to succeed. These young men have committed their lives to getting to the NFL, and the expectation is once you get to the NFL, the team will do the very best that they can do to make sure you succeed. They are not doing this there, and that's not fair, because these guys are physically paying the price. These guys are putting bad film on tape because they're not trying to win, and it's going to shorten their careers. And you know who's going to benefit from them? The owner and the general managers and maybe the potential future coach. These guys aren't going to benefit from it. They're going to be out of the league, having their careers ruined by a selfish team like the Dolphins.
Damn. Morally reprehensible. Unethical. He's throwing all of it at him.
All hot button words.
He's coming in there. He's coming in strong with everything they can go with.
And Barry Jackson like kind of boxed him in with his column.
What did he box him in with? What did he say?
Well, he broke down like his entire statement, and he's like, and I'll bring up the article, but it's like playing on a bad team doesn't mean you're more likely to get injured or not. There's no proof of that. That was one of the things he said.
Yeah, I mean, the injury thing is just like it's full. I mean, there was that one guy. It was who was the tackle who got hurt, the one they got from Houston? They said that
Davenport?
Yeah, Davenport. They said Davenport had to go in and practice probably more than he should have because they just didn't have anybody. They couldn't even run practice. You know, but look at the Eagles. The Eagles are a team. They have Carson Wentz, a quarterback they're very high on, and they couldn't even practice yesterday because they were so banged up. So, I mean, the injury thing, it's like it's football. Look at the league is falling apart at the seams. Cam Newton can't even play football anymore. He's too banged up. You had Rob Gronkowski. He's crying up there. I don't like it. He's so, but he did claim that he cured CTE. So there is that.
And I didn't like it.
I got a Barry Jackson's like full breakdown of Dominique's
Collins. Give me the breakdown from the Buzz.
So here's his nuggets. Though playing alongside less talented players could conceivably put players at more risk of injury, there's no evidence that players on bad teams are more likely to get injured. He also says, the Dolphins haven't created an unsafe working environment and, in fact, are giving opportunities to a dozen or so players who might not be on any other NFL roster.
Mm-hmm.
He also says,
I agree with that. Like, that's the one thing we never think about. We think it's everybody's you know, right to go win a game, but, like, what about all the guys, you know, and everybody's going to look terrible on tape. What about guys like Sam McGwavin who get to come from the CFL and get a lot of opportunity to play football and maybe he gets to make a career for himself, you know? Like, it's easy to go in there and look and say, oh, well, everyone in there is going to get slayed. Everyone's going to walk out there. It's going to be a stretcher on stretcher. Everyone's going to get hurt. But, you know, what if people get to put up good numbers and make careers out of it? We see it all the time in the NBA. Guys are on terrible teams. They get to throw up a lot of numbers, and then they end up with a big, fat contract. So, on one side. So, I mean, like, that's... Yeah,
Preston Williams, maybe.
Yeah, maybe Preston Williams makes a career for himself. So... There is a positive for it too. Thank you, Robbie. I appreciate the assist.
Was I tried?
No, there is another side to it. I get from. Is it because in football this is just the most? You know, everybody says this is the most blatant it's been. But the thing with football is, I'm surprised that it's not more blatant because football should have the easiest path to rebuilding. Football's meant for...
No.
Not everybody's supposed to be the Patriots. Your windows in football are typically very, very small, and it's meant for the teams that are excellent to go down and the teams that are down to go up. You know, like the NFC South. Remember where they had that run of like teams going from last place to first place like four straight years?
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of how it's supposed to be. It's just with the Dolphins, they've done all the Band-Aid stuff for years, and everybody's looking at this and they're saying... Well, how can they do this? It's like, how can they do this? How could you be okay with what they've been doing?
I think people would still be mad if they were like 6-10, 7-9, trying. You know, we'd still be mad down here that they're still mediocre and haven't done anything about it.
I go into this week. I'm not mad. I kind of want to see like my intrigue with the Dolphins this week goes in a couple things. One, it's what is the quarterback situation going to be? Like, are they going to continue to ride Ryan Fitzpatrick, or are they going to let Josh Rosen get in some actual meaningful football? When is that going to happen? Probably after the bye week. And, you know, I like Leroy has been saying about the defense, he's seen if it can improve. I mean, we saw moments last week, moments, but not that full game put together. But this has also been a gauntlet of a start of a season, too.
You have to understand, also, your offense gave up two touchdowns.
Yes.
Yes.
Ryan Fitzpatrick threw as many touchdowns to the Patriots as Tom Brady did.
Caleb Ballage gets credit for one, too.
Well, that's true. That's true. We forgot about... So, Kalen gets a touchdown pass. Brady gets two. Fitzy gets one. That's the breakdown. Minka wasn't talking about the Dolphins though yesterday. He was not about it. He was meeting the media for the first time. They're going to ask him, "Hey, all right, man, what happened?" "I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to say anything." "Really?
I didn't like it.
I didn't like it." Brian Flores.
"And I didn't like it.
I didn't like it. You make me play all these positions."
Minka, what happened in Miami? Can you explain why you wanted out?
"I'm not going to talk too much about Miami. I'm here in Pittsburgh now. I'm excited about being here. You know, my focus is going to be here."
All right. Well, take it easy, man. Bless you. You all right?
Yeah.
All right. Did you guys find breakfast yet?
Yep.
I think the more you guys cough and sneeze, I think eventually there'll be cough buttons in there.
Supposedly, I was told the cough buttons are in the building. They just have to be installed.
I got to tell you, if the stream doesn't work, the cough button is useless.
Well, no, we still have a terrestrial radio station.
It's always, "Oh, you guys always have this, and you guys should be happy about having that." Yeah, it's kind of like the company policy lately.
I'm not allowed to discuss.
Maybe they're tanking.
Maybe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.